This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one thing you guys are probably seeing popping up throughout the United States are these wellness clinics. And I'm actually a fan. You know, a lot of people think, well, you know, doctors, especially MDs, might not be into that. No, no, no. In fact, a lot of them are run by MDs and DOs. And we, you know, the idea of attracting people to kind of come in and look at more natural, holistic things to do to augment their health is still pretty cool in the medical setting. We always are very wary of any clinics claiming that what they do will cure cancer. You know, I mean, we're always worried about false claims, but most of these wellness clinics don't really do that. And so they've been really kind of embraced by a lot of people in the medical community. A good friend of mine, you know, had opened one up, and, you know, I mean, it's really, really interesting, and, you know, I see the benefits that people get. But unfortunately, you might have some clinics out there that it might unfortunately have some, you know, sequelae that aren't very, very positive. And in this one, it was kind of deadly. And we're being told, making headlines, that a Missouri man, a 64-year-old, had died when he got an IV infusion of vitamins, one of these vitamin infusions. And they say it's reportedly the 12th time the man had sought treatment in recent months, but it was the first time he had a violent reaction to it. Now, this is being reported by the Kansas City Star. And they're not naming who he is, but apparently on November 30th, 2018, he went to Element Wellness Spa Studio. And after he was getting his infusion, and this was the 12th one, he reported that his skin felt like it was crawling. So they stopped the IV because he started vomiting. But he went home. Then he continued to vomit. Then he developed a fever of 103 degrees. He goes to the University of Kansas Hospital the next day. Now he's in organ failure. After 3 days of trying to save him, he died. Now, the man's autopsy report lists his cause of death as organ failure due to cirrhosis of the liver, contributing factors of high blood pressure and obesity. So it doesn't necessarily say an IV vitamin infusion did this. But while he was getting the IV, that's when he started to vomit and complain of the sensation in the skin. Now, there's a lot of boutiques doing it. Even non-doctors, you know, doing IV vitamin drips, and I would not suggest non-medical professionals doing that. But the reason why these kind of came about is we used to do banana bags in the ER, where we would give you an IV bag with vitamins, and it would help you with your hangover. I think on Scrubs, they made some jokes about, you know, everybody partying too hard, and then the next day getting their banana bag. And the potassium looks kind of yellow in the bag. And it's about a 20-minute, well, I don't know, that's running pretty fast. It's fast if it runs in 20 minutes, but it could run from 20 minutes to an hour. And it's a way to get the vitamins directly into the bloodstream, because some people are vomiting a lot, you know. And, you know, some people feel the boost, they feel better. And so people started to market, well, why don't we give you vitamins directly through IV? A lot of the foods are depleted in vitamins. They're very dilute. You know, because of our soil, a lot of foods that you think may be healthy because there's lettuce on your fast food burger isn't really giving you the vitamins you need. And so you started to anecdotally hear people say, you know, yeah, I really feel better when I get my vitamin infusion. And mind you, there's a lot of people that love it out there. But sometimes you can get too much of a good thing. And maybe he just received too many vitamins. If you get too much potassium, that could stop your heart. Now, if your kidneys are a little bit on the weak side, and all of a sudden they get this infusion that they're not used to, you could go into kidney failure, which is what we think might have happened with him. Then they say there's certain heart or blood pressure conditions that could also put you at risk of fluid overload from the infusion. They say excess levels of vitamins and minerals can be hard on the organs and should be avoided. Now, somebody would say, well, wait a second, Dr. Dahlia, he got a fever of 103 degrees. Well, maybe he got an infection from the IV. Well, first, you're right about getting, the risk of infection. But if he got the fever within hours of the infusion, it's unlikely, I don't know, that seems just a little too soon for an infection. Usually it takes about, a day. But that could be a possibility. The autopsy said they did look for bacteria, viral, fungal, and they didn't. But they'd have to still do samples. But it does make you think. You have an IV port. Somebody's going into your veins. They're doing that often. You run the risk of getting infection. So many people are kind of wondering, is this a good idea? Well, this is what I tell people. As with anything holistic or anything that's, alternative, if you are feeling a benefit and you feel great and it's being, supervised by a specialist in the field or a provider, then even though I can't recommend it, because the last thing I want to do is something go wrong and somebody says, well, you told me to, go put, salt on my little toe and, So what a lot of us traditional doctors do is we say, look, if you're finding benefit and, it's being supervised, we're okay with it. We're not going to intervene. Do we go out and recommend that somebody go get a vitamin infusion through an IV? Not usually. There's not a lot of us that do that. Because, again, there's always little risks. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Some of you listen to the show live and are able to call in on our answer line. And when you will listen to us delayed, we still have the answer line and you can leave your messages. So let's go to those questions right now at 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-362-3254.
Hi, I was wondering what you know about palm oil. I noticed they've been adding it to almost every kind of processed food. And do you think that could be why a lot of people are having severe health effects all of a sudden? Thank you.
I think that's a great question. We don't talk about palm oil a lot on the show. I wish I could talk to you live. But you bring up a really good point. Okay, so palm oil. I've been asked, is it good? Does it work? Does it have the health benefits that it claims, or is it risky? So let's kind of break it down. And Healthline, by the way, has a real nice kind of write-up on it. So palm oil comes from the fruit of oil palms. I guess the tree is called Elaeus guineensis, and it's native in Africa. And I guess they've used it for a long time. And the growth of this oil has, like, exploded. We've also seen it explode in Asia, and it's a huge industry now. Apparently, Malaysia and Indonesia seem to, you know, produce a lot of it. And it's kind of very similar in properties to coconut oil. So it's kind of sold semi-solid at room temperature, but it does melt at about 95 degrees. And so it kind of has a lot of fatty acids to it. It's not that expensive. It's kind of cheap, which is why it's so popular. And they say it about accounts for about a third of the global plant oil production. So we're going to see this a lot more. They say do not confuse it with palm kernel oil. That's a little different. This is just called palm oil. Apparently, they both originate from the same plant, but palm kernel oil comes from the kernel, the seed, whereas palm oil comes from the fruit. Okay? So, we use a lot in cooking. And it's added to a lot of ready-to-eat foods because, again, it can exist in solid form. It doesn't necessarily have to make it, you know, wet and gooey. And a lot of people like the taste to it. They say a lot of the foods that we like that are really tasty have this palm oil. Some people say it tastes a little carroty or pumpkin-y. I don't really know. I haven't really been cognizant of that, you know. They say they use it a lot for frying. Has a high smoke point. It remains very, very stable. We've seen it added to peanut butter, which is, I think, what this listener is talking about, where maybe people are so allergic to peanut butter because palm oil is being added to it. It's kind of a stabilizer. It kind of prevents the oil from separating and settling at the top of the jar. So when you do open up that jar, it's still in the peanut butter form. So we see it in cereals, we see it in baked goods. According to Healthline, they say margarine, coffee creamers, chocolate, diet bars, protein bars. And apparently there's been some back and forth because trans fats replaced palm oil when people thought, remember, we need to go more margarine-y. And then, because they thought the tropical oils jeopardized health. And then when we found out that trans fats are bad, they started to go back to putting palm oil in there. In fact, they don't do it just in food. We see palm oil in toothpaste and cosmetics and soap, even as energy sources and fuel. So it basically has vitamin E in it, which makes it a little bit attractive to those that want to add some extra vitamins. Its fat content's still kind of high, 14 grams. Saturated fat, 7. A lot of calories per tablespoon, 114. Has monounsaturated and polyunsaturated fats. So it's still a fat, but is it a good fat? Well, so these are the health benefits they were talking about. Apparently, there's been some studies because of that vitamin E that palm oil is this pretty good source of the tocotrienols. So it's a form of vitamin E with strong antioxidant properties, and they believe that it could support brain health. Now, they say animal and human studies suggest that these tocotrienols in palm oil may help protect the delicate polyunsaturated fats in the brain, slow dementia, reduce the risk of stroke, prevent brain lesions. And apparently there was a study where they looked at 121 people, and it was a 2-year study, and they had people take this palm oil twice a day, and they found that they did fairly well and not have a progression of brain disease. They also have claimed that this palm oil can help protect the heart. I don't know where I am on this one. Some studies think it lowers the bad cholesterol, the LDL. There was a large analysis of 51 studies that found that total and LDL levels were lower in people that followed palm oil-rich diets than those that used trans fats or myristic and lauric acid diets. Not really sure what an example is of that, but they're out there. And then a 3-month study looked at cholesterol going down, a drop in 15% LDL in people who took 2 tablespoons a day of olive oil or a hybrid palm oil. But remember, this still isn't olive oil. So, there was another study in 1995 saying that palm oil may slow disease progression in people with heart disease. And then, vitamin A. People will say that palm oil helps improve your vitamin A status if you're deficient. They looked at pregnant women in developing countries who consumed this red palm oil, and they noticed they had more vibrant vitamin A levels in their blood as well as in their breastfed infants. And they found that cystic fibrosis patients who can't absorb fat-soluble vitamins very well experience increased levels of vitamin A, and the fat-soluble vitamins are A, D, E, and K. So it shows that there may be a definite benefit in helping boost certain vitamin levels. But before everybody gets all excited about it, we're still talking about oil. We're still talking about fat. And so one study looked at women with high cholesterol, and it showed that the LDL in terms of the bad cholesterol didn't necessarily change as a result of taking this palm oil, and some even found an elevation of it. So one animal study looked at if you consumed oil that has been repeatedly reheated, you may get plaque deposits in your arteries due to a decrease in the oil's antioxidant activity. So the more you heat it up, the less antioxidants it has, and then the more chance you have of plaquing. So what they did is they tested rats with this. So rats ate food containing the palm oil that had been reheated 10 times. These rats developed large arterial plaques and other signs of heart disease over only 6 months. The rats that stayed away from the palm oil didn't. There's some controversy. And then, don't get me started, there's a lot of deforestation that may take place. Deforestation, you know, they believe will have, you know, huge effects on global warming. You know, we're not getting our oxygen as much, you know, because plants make oxygen. And they say, you know, apparently I believe what's going on is the fruits are so high up on these trees that in order to get to the fruit, to get to the palm oil, you got to cut the tree. And then they say it's also going to endanger orangutans, the Bornean orangutans that are facing extinction. And they say there's been some human rights violations by palm oil corporations, clearing farmlands and forests without permission, paying low wages, unsafe working conditions. So there's been a lot of ethics involved. And so what's the take-home message? Well, I don't know necessarily if palm oil could be triggering a lot of our food allergies. I don't like when stuff is added to our food, but we eat a lot of foods and we take for granted why they look the way they do. I mean, you guys have all seen a peanut, and then you've opened up a jar of Skippy or Peter Pan peanut butter. And it's smooth, it's rich, the oil doesn't separate, it's buttery. All right, obviously something happened to that little baby peanut to turn around and make peanut butter. Now, I am a huge fan of guacamole because that's as natural as you get. Take the avocado, dump it into the bowl, add some tomato, add some salt, add some pepper, add some little lemon lime. I like to sometimes throw a little cheese in mine, you know, try to make it kind of chunky, and you, boom, you have guacamole. I'm not adding things. I'm able to make a paste. I'm able to make a dish. Hummus also you could do without, you know, no, I didn't have to wipe off the microphone. Hummus also you could make. I don't really have a real good recipe, but it, again, it, you know, there's a lot of foods and pastes and things you can make without necessarily having to add extra substances. But you buy stuff from a store, it's going to have it. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. economy added 20,000 jobs last month. Now, economists were expecting right around 180,000 jobs. President Trump, though, is downplaying that report. Outside the White House, he spoke about the overall economy.
The unemployment rate just went lower. We're down now to 3.8%, so we had very good news in that. I think the big news really was that wages went up.
President Trump is currently seeing some of the tornado damage in Alabama firsthand and then heading to Florida to his Mar-a-Lago resort. President Trump says he would be very disappointed if North Korea resumes missile testing. The president has held two summits on denuclearization with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, Republican Congressman of New York Peter King on North Korea.
You know, I didn't trust North Korea then. I don't trust them now. The fact is, all that's going to work with them is constant pressure and letting them know that we're not going to back down.
King was speaking there on Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors and take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, well, they're saying doctors are doing a bad job at something else. And you know what? I just want to tell everybody to go bite. Honestly, I am sick and tired of hearing these articles saying, well, doctors aren't doing this, the doctors aren't doing that, the doctors aren't doing this. Do you know what we have to do? Do you guys realize what we doctors have to do? I mean, whether it's looking at your sore throat or looking at your nose or listening to your lungs or making sure you're not having a heart attack, making sure you don't have a pneumonia, making sure you're not having a stroke, making sure you're not going to bleed to death, making sure you're not going to have an adverse reaction to an antibiotic that we give you, making sure that if we do a procedure on you that you don't get an infection from that, making sure we don't miss a cancer that could be sitting there at the bottom of your butt, making sure your prostate's not growing and enlarging and prohibiting you from peeing, making sure you don't have vaginal discharge that could be a sign of cancer or an STD, making sure you don't spread an STD, making sure we don't make superbugs, making sure you don't overdose on a narcotic, making sure you don't take a prescription, end up getting addicted to it, and then overdosing on that, making sure you don't take a prescription and selling it, making sure you don't take a prescription, drinking it with alcohol, and then having the mixture, and then dying from it. What the hell do you guys expect from us? Back off. Let us doctors do our thing. Well, you have insurance, and you have new ICD-10 codes, and you have Obamacare, and you have deductibles, and you have to bill the insurance correctly. You got to make sure there's a prior authorization. Is the MRI covered? Is the mammogram covered? Did you order a mammogram diagnostic, or did you order a mammogram screening? Did they need an ultrasound? Did they not need an ultrasound? Was the biopsy covered? Was the biopsy authorized? Was the biopsy ordered? Was the biopsy followed up on? Were the results, you know, received? Did you call the patient? Did you send the patient to the, you know, specialist? All right, people, we got a lot on our plate, and we do it. And we do it all pretty damn good. So I need the media to just back the hell off. Well, in the media, they're now saying that we doctors don't screen for Alzheimer's all that too good. Well, I am sorry. There is only so much we could do in a day. Cut us some slack, Jack. Now, they do have a point. Okay? It would be nice to catch Alzheimer's early. It would be nice to make sure that one of your loved ones is not starting to lose some of their cognitive function, such that they may take a pill incorrectly, or take too much of a pill, or overeat, or overdrink, or do something. I get that. But they say that we're really, really good at checking seniors' cholesterol levels, blood pressure, but we fail to use tests that could detect dementia. Why are we failing so miserably in that? I'll tell you why, but we'll finish. This is NPR. They say fewer than half of primary care doctors surveyed say they routinely test patients 65 and older for problems with memory and thinking. That's according to a report released Tuesday by the Alzheimer's Association. And just 16% of older patients surveyed said they receive regular cognitive assessments during routine health checkups. In contrast, they say 91% of seniors say their annual visits get a blood pressure check. Only 91%. Why isn't it 100? Why isn't it people? 100% should be getting their blood pressure checked. Why would 9% not? Okay, that's not too good. 83% say they get a cholesterol test. I think that could be a little better, too. So according to Keith Fargo, Director of Scientific Programs and Outreach for the Alzheimer's Association, they say this cognitive assessment should be part of every senior's annual wellness visit. But we're seeing that it's simply not happening. They say a cognitive assessment typically takes a few minutes and may include questioning the patient or the patient's family, observing the patient's interactions, or using short verbal or written tests. And Medicare has made the evaluation a required part of annual wellness visits. But doctors, they say, skip the evaluation. Many seniors are diagnosed only when they are severely impaired. As a result, it is often too late for the patient to plan for the future or enter a clinical trial. They have a point, but I'll tell you what's going on. We'll just finish this first. They say the first person who gets a drug that stops their Alzheimer's will get that drug in the context of a clinical trial. But it's only going to happen to somebody if they know they have cognitive decline. So the report found that 82% of seniors think it's important to have their thinking and memory checked out regularly. And 94% of primary care physicians say it's important to assess every patient 65 and older for cognitive impairment. But many doctors remain hesitant to broach the subject of testing. They say usually what we're seeing is that physicians are waiting for the senior to bring any concerns to them. And most seniors don't do that. Most seniors don't want to lose their driver's license, don't want the stigma, so most seniors won't bring it up themselves. Also, another common fear, they say, for doctors is that they will harm an older patient by doing an assessment that reveals a cognitive problem. Now, there's really no harm in doing that, so I'm not really sure what's going on there. Now, what does the task force recommend? Well, the task force says the current evidence on cognitive screening is insufficient. So if we're not being told by the United States Preventative Services Task Force to do it, we don't necessarily do it. So, cognitive testing. What's going on here? Well, I'm going to tell you right now. It's time. Testing somebody for cognitive function takes too long. When you are dealing with a busy practice, and I'm not saying this is good. I'm just, you know, being really honest. That's why it's not being done. The blood pressure can get done by the nurse. The nurse tests the blood pressure. The blood work gets done in the lab. But when that doctor has to move from room to room to room and see 20 to 30 patients a day, and it's not the simple, oh, I got a cough and cold, check me out and let me go. If they're seeing an adult population that's older, these visits take a very long time. And to stop and perform a mini mental status exam or, you know, perform cognitive testing, even though we do have some shorter screens, just don't seem to be on the top of a lot of doctors' minds. You know? In fact, when I would be really, really busy and somebody would start to have cognitive issues, I would refer them to neurology who could sit down, spend the time, do the testing, order the MRI. And I hate to admit that. I would have loved to do it myself. But I don't manage cognitive, you know, function loss. I don't. So I figured I would get them in with a neurologist, and that would, you know, that would be able, that would allow them to have the length of time of a visit that they deserve for that. The other thing, too, is your annual visit. I can't tell you how many people say that they go in for a physical or an annual, but they had a mole, they had this, they had all this other stuff that needed to be addressed, and it couldn't get addressed. Well, there's a couple reasons for that. One is insurance won't pay for the other things getting addressed. So if it's a physical, the doctor will do the physical, which takes a lot of time, and then you're done. If you have any issues, you have to come back. Well, if an older person's like, well, yeah, I am having some memory issues, but I really don't want to make a big deal about it. I don't want to make a separate visit for that. Then they're not going to get that separate visit just for that. A lot of people also want a few things being addressed per visit. If you're having cognitive issues, that deserves its whole visit in and of itself. It shouldn't be tacked onto a physical. It shouldn't be tacked onto a blood pressure visit. The problem is, you know, the doctors are in a hurry, patients feel intimidated, so nobody brings it up. And then there's the idea of, okay, what do we do? A lot of doctors don't want to diagnose something they can't treat. You have some cognitive deficit. What do we do? Well, a lot of times we'll order an MRI, see if we start to see brain atrophy, you know. We might order some other testing, but insurance companies don't like, especially Medicare doesn't like you ordering an MRI. So a lot of doctors may be thinking, look, you know, if you are having some signs of cognitive deficit, I really can't very easily treat that. You know, they may be subconsciously not diagnosing it. 1-877-DR-ALLEN, don't go away.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. I'm going to be gone the next couple days for Talk Show Boot Camp. Don Anthony's conference in Marina Del Rey is going to be great. I get to moderate a panel called Rock That Talks. And we got some great, great talent that I get to interview. And I'm really, really excited about that. It's a pretty cool cool panel. It's pretty, pretty cool when you're in radio, when you get to kind of moderate a panel and you get to teach others how to do things in radio. And I know some of you are like, wait a second, Dahlia, you're going to teach younger people how to do radio? Have you listened to your show? Yes, I have listened to my show. I love my show. But it isn't about me. It's about Frank Kramer. It's about LaDonna. It's about Jamie Markley, Rich Schertenleib, Chris Steigel, Brian Whitman, and Jennifer Horn. It's about a lot of real, real cool talent out there. And so they're the ones that I'm going to be kind of interviewing and having them give advice. I'm basically there to look pretty. So, which, again, I'm not, again, very successful at doing. So, we're going to have a couple, replays, but hopefully some best ofs. And I'm hopefully coming back Monday. Monday, though, was very, very interesting. Doctors have the match coming up. And the match is a is where you go through medical school and you need to find a residency. Well, a residency is like a job. And so you apply like you would apply for a job. Now, remember, you're a student. You haven't graduated medical school. But this residency will make a decision about 60 days before you, 60, maybe 70 days before you graduate medical school. And they look at your CV, a resume. You have a letter, a personal statement, kind of more in depth than the cover letter. You have letters of recommendation for this job. And then, of course, you have your board scores and all that. And you do an interview. You interview. So a bunch of my baby doctors who are now growing up and just about to graduate went through that whole process. And students all across the country are going to be on pins and needles this next week that's coming up. And it's called Match Week. And Match Week is where you decide, where you find out if you got the job. Now, a lot of people are kind of confused by that, going, wait a second, you go and you interview, why don't they tell you right then and there? They don't. Because remember, they are interviewing hundreds of medical students. And they need a more uniformed way of giving everybody a job. We want all medical students who are worthy of graduating to get a job. And so residencies get to rank who they want. And they'll rank first all the way down to, like, if they have six slots, they'll rank six, and then they'll have some alternates, like 7, 8, 9, etc. When students rank, they kind of do similar. Well, I want the program in New York. I want the program in Nevada. I want the program in California, Irvine. I want the program in San Francisco. And they rank. And then this match uses this algorithm and lines everybody up. So usually the program gets their first pick. So let's say a program in New York chooses Dr. Dahlia. And they go, we want Dr. Dahlia. But a program in San Francisco says, I want Dr. Dahlia too. I know this is very hypothetical, okay? I get it. You're not really going to have two programs fight for Dr. Dahlia. I get it. So let's say New York goes, we rank Dr. Dahlia one, we want her. San Francisco goes, we rank Dr. Dahlia number one, we want her. If I had ranked San Francisco above New York, I go to San Francisco. If I rank San Francisco third, and New York wants me, and I rank New York higher, I go to New York. So you see how there's this kind of tug, the algorithm handles it for you. But here's the problem. Let's say I didn't do good in medical school. Okay, now we're getting a little bit more realistic here. I did good. I matched. I did good. But sometimes you have a student that goes, you know what? My grades are pretty good. I got some good letters of recommendation, but I want to go to the creme de la creme program. I want to go to the fanciest surgical program out there. So I am going to list these four programs as my top. But the programs took people that were higher than you, ranked people higher. You don't match. You don't have a job. So now you have to decide if you want to take any of the remaining jobs that are out there. Now, what remaining jobs would be out there? Well, there's a lot of programs that have a lot of, luckily, residency openings. And they're usually more liberal in, not political liberal, but they're more liberal in terms of having openings in the primary care. There's not a lot of surgical residencies compared to primary care. So then you have to decide, well, am I going to be okay with family medicine or internal medicine, which I think you would be. I think primary care is the bomb. But so if you don't get in to the program of your choice, right, you know, maybe you shot too high, maybe it was just too competitive, maybe there wasn't enough residency spots, maybe you didn't get a chance to do an audition rotation there where it's kind of like an internship where you work for a month there even though you don't get money. You rotate as a medical student. So then you go through something called the match or the SOAP, where you, or we used to call it scramble, where you try to find a job. And it's a very, very rigorous process. Unfortunately, it is a very nerve-wracking process. And I was very fortunate to have matched. So I don't know what any of my colleagues went through. I don't even know if any of my colleagues had to. But I found out I got my job, I think it was like on March 17th, and then I had 2 months to move or 3 months to move once I graduated. Actually, once you graduate, you only have a couple weeks to get your butt over where you need to move to, et cetera. But when you don't have a residency, you need to find a place. So medical schools during match week, luckily nowadays, right, find out a few days before everybody else finds out who doesn't have a place to go. And then all hands on deck try to get them into remaining residencies. Now, mind you, this is like, remember the Cannonball Run? It's kind of like that where you have people, you have everybody calling the remaining programs that have spots. And it's why they called it Scramble. Now they call it a fancier name. Unfortunately for the average student, they're scared to death that maybe they may be graduating with hundreds of thousands of dollars of debt and not have a residency program that doesn't really necessarily have to do with their board scores or how they interviewed. It's just the four, you know, they picked programs that luck of the draw only had a few spots and they already filled. And so I've had students reach out kind of freaking out, and of course I'm going to help, you know, being an MD, I could call a lot of the MD programs. So if you don't hear from me as much next week, maybe because I'm doing some of that work, but for the most part, almost all students get in and they get their jobs and they get, you know, and then they get to start being doctors. But I bring that up because, you know, if you do see a medical student or you do see a doctor or whatever, okay, nursing student, PA, nurse practitioner, realize that for them to have made it, you know, it was hell. I mean, there was a lot of trials and tribulations that had to occur and a lot of ups and downs, and it was scarier than scary. And, you know, and I see why in medicine or dentistry or whatever, depression and suicide is so high. Because you go through all this thinking there's going to be light at the end of the tunnel. And then you're in a field that has a lot of trials and tribulations in and of itself. I mean, gosh, a lot of doctors want to quit. You know, when we hit the recession and Obamacare took over and people had high deductibles and you didn't really have much of a choice. You wanted to order a test and you couldn't. So, you know, if you guys do know a medical student, this next week is going to be really, really rough. Go easy on them. Don't ask them for a Z-Pack, okay? Let them do what they got to do. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.